listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Geraldton police are searching for two teenagers who allegedly stole a car and took it to Perth. The boys, aged between 15 and 16, allegedly stole three cars in Bluff Point on Sunday. One of the vehicles was found abandoned in Perth City on Wednesday, where the teens are believed to be. Discounted flights have been announced from Perth to Exmouth in a bid to encourage more visitors into the region. The Qantas flights are available from March, starting from $169 one way. New demersal scale fish rules have kicked into effect this week, but not all sectors are happy about the changes. Commercial fishers will cut pink snapper and jewfish catches by 50% to help replenish stocks, while recreational fishers will be banned from boat-based fishing between Kalbarri and Augusta up until the end of March. Recfish West CEO Andrew Rowland says it puts profit over public good.
The closure that starts this week, February to March closure, is something we push for to help protect jewfish during their peak spawning period. And we're disappointed that that closure does not apply to the commercial fishing industry. And we think it's exposed some serious bias that this government has towards commercial fishing operators.
Also making news, National Cabinet in Canberra this morning saw every state and territory leader signing a statement of intent on a voice to Parliament. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's critical that the nation comes together on such an important matter. While premiers have also agreed our Medicare system needs an overhaul. A report outlining what needs to change is out, calling for primary healthcare workers to work more collaboratively, for GPs to be better supported, and for after-hours care to be expanded. In local sport, after a Christmas and New Year's break, teams are ready to return to Geraldton Cricket this weekend. All the action kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight when the Wanderers take on the Sportsmen's at Wonthella Oval. Then on Saturday, the Towns will go head-to-head with Bluff Point. That game's at Recreation Ground, kicking off at 11 o'clock. Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.